It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it, and I find myself staying up late to catch all the action. I can't be dragging the next morning. That's why I go for a 5-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or when my favorite team is playing late. With over 15 flavors to choose from, like watermelon, tropical burst, blue raspberry, peach mango, and more, there's a flavor for everyone. On their website, you have the option to build your own 12-pack or 24-pack and have it delivered right to your door. And if you're out and about, you can always pick up a 5-hour energy shot at your local grocery or convenience store. They're everywhere. 5-hour energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before the next tip-off.
Hi, this is Debbie, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help you with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. And I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
Yeah, we can also send you samples, fast and free.
Wow, I mean, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, no pressure, no hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Oh, okay, whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming.
Blinds.com has covered over 25 million windows, all backed by a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com now and save up to 45% site-wide. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. Out, procrastination, putting it off, kicking the can down the road. In, plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out, carpet in the bathroom. Like, why? In, knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today.
The New York Knicks are welcoming in the Philadelphia 76ers. The New York Mets are in Miami, game two of their series against the Marlins. The Yankee Diamondback game right here on WFA. And later tonight, the pregame show in about an hour and a half. What else do we have tonight?
Canadians, Panthers might as well be a New York game. Let's go Panthers.
The Islanders against the Lightning at UBS.
Let's go Lightning.
Throw that in there. Oh, let's go Lightning, you jackass.
Well, I'm looking out for the Rangers in the playoffs.
No, I understand. The Islanders are a mess right now. I think they've lost five in a row. So very busy sports night. Coming up on this April 1st, the greatest New York sports April Fool's joke that you probably never heard of. But first, it's Cinco.
Cinco de Fivo with Evan and Tiki on The Fan.
Cinco de Fivo is brought to you by Helix Wireless, connecting everything, everywhere, and by Mercedes-Benz of Morristown. Visit us online at 888thebenz.com. Yanks back in action versus Corbin Burns and the Diamondbacks tonight, and torpedo bats remain the big topic in baseball. But, you know, I've sat on this for a day. I got to be honest, don't like the name torpedo bats.
Why?
I don't know. It just seems lame. It seems like we could do better.
What else would you call it, though?
I'm glad you asked, Tiki, because I'm here to give you the five better names than torpedo bats.
I like that setup.
Here we go.
Here we go!
Number five.
In that case, by the way, he was Kerry Collins. I was Tiki Ball. Threw me the pass. All right, number five. How about the Yankee Doodler?
What?
The bat's doing the doodling? It's the Yankees?
What is the... I don't even know what a doodler is.
Like, you know, when you doodle, you're writing things down. The doodler is the weapon.
I'm going to be patient, but so far, not good.
You don't like it? All right, let's try the next one.
Number four.
Better than torpedo bat. Number four is the Bronx Bomber.
Wow. So far, it's just all cheesy. It's like, eh.
I was like really excited for these. I torpedo mean, bat's not... All right,
listen, you got three more. Maybe you're going to surprise us.
Number three.
The Mitt Stick. M-I-T. For the MIT grad that invented them? Are you guys serious?
Oh, my God.
All right, here we go.
Mitt Stick.
Yep. Number two.
The Uncle Lenny. For Lenny, the guy that invented it.
This is
a disaster.
Are you guys serious? Yeah.
You think all of these names are better than Torpedo Bag?
Yes. Am I being set up here? Can I get half a chuckle?
It's not funny.
No, these are better names.
I mean, I feel like I'm back in the South with the crickets.
All right, one more.
Number one.
The Meat Mover.
That's good. The Meat Mover.
Since like the meat of the bat's been moved. All right, I'm going to see myself out before I think.
No. That last one was good. The Meat Mover's pretty good.
The Meat Mover's better than Torpedo Bat.
Yeah.
Meat Mover? Because you move the meat of the bat.
Yeah, it kind of makes sense. It's kind of funny. I like that one. The Meat Mover. Giancarlo, are you using the Meat Mover tonight?
Oh, that's perfect.
I think I saw Lindor with the Meat Mover.
It's Meat Mover giveaway day.
Mrs. Met really got that seat meat.
I think it took you a while to get there, but that was a good number one.
All right. So the Yankees and their Yankee Doodlers go to work tonight.
No, the rest of it was terrible.
Thank you, Sean. There's your Cinco de 5-0 every day at 5 o'clock. So today's
By the way, I just looked up what Doodler.
Yeah, what is it?
Unidentified American serial killer based in San Francisco, California from 1974 to 1975.
He did not know that, by the way.
I'm just telling you.
He just thought that's
what comes up.
Yankee Doodle and tried to have fun with the words. That's what he tried to do.
The perpetrator's habit of sketching the victims prior to stabbing them to death.
Jeez.
Made them the Doodler.
Damn.
That's dark.
Look at the hole you put me in, Sean. Yeah. That's your fault.
I'm very curious if Tiki's about to go down this hole. So April 1st is a day of jokes. It's a day of fun. April Fool's Day. Now, most of us find it obnoxious because we don't want to be fooled. We don't want there to be pranks played on us. I present to you a prank that I don't think you ever heard of, even though you, Tiki Barber, were here in New York when it was happening.
Okay.
April 1st.
Was this on radio?
This is a New York sports April Fool's joke.
New York sports
and I'm
general.
Not talking about Sid Finch. Sid Finch was an article written by Sports Illustrated, a fictitious guy that signed with the Mets who throws 190 miles an hour. I'm not even talking about him. I'm talking about April 1st, 1997, when Marv Albert went on TV to proclaim that Walt Clyde Frazier, at age 50-something, was returning to the NBA.
A stunning development that will rock the world of sports. The announcement earlier today that 52-year-old Walt Clyde Frazier has come out of retirement. The Knicks have signed Frazier to a 10-day contract. He will receive the league minimum. Now, to make room for Clyde, the Knicks have announced that they have released veteran backcourt man Scott Brooks.
This was stunning. We were like,
was it believable?
I think so.
Because of Crooks being just a whatever, bought back of the bench guy.
Well, and also, Clyde was 52. He could still move. Even now at 80, he looks good. And he was out on the court taking shots. And then the Knicks went further with it. Take a listen to this feature about Walt Clyde Frazier's return to the New York
Knicks. This is an unbelievable announcement tonight that you made. What made you think you could do it? And how did this come about?
Well, one day at practice, I was just messing around with the guys, and, I was doing pretty good. So Ernie said, hey, Clyde, you look pretty good out there. And he told me that if I really wanted to come back and I worked diligently to do it, you know, he would think about it.
I think the thing that hurts me the most is that over the past five years, we've developed a real great friendship and some great chemistry on the air, and he never said a word to me about it. I had to find out about it in a press release.
The guy's old.
Scott Brooks.
Now, what can he bring to the team that I can't do? You know, it's disappointing, but it's just the way this business is, and I wish him well, but all I got to say is one thing. I hope I get picked up by a team. We play the Knicks in the playoffs, and I can show what they could have had. Mm. I don't believe it. I think it's garbage.
So you've got John Andres saying it. You've got Mike Breen kind of emotional about the whole thing.
Like, he never said anything. I work with him all every day.
Clyde gives you a very believable answer. I was just shooting around. Or he's like, hey, you want to come back?
So what was the reveal? How did they tell you?
Ah, gotcha. They said April Fool's.
Did they?
I think so. I don't remember how it got revealed.
I mean, if they had to just, we're just joking, guys.
Yeah.
April Fool's.
So how many years have you been retired now?
Almost 20.
Man,
this is
2006. It is now 2000, so it's about 19 years.
This will be my 19th season out.
Clyde at this point had been away for, I guess, even less than that. But he was older than you because he's 53 years old.
Yeah, but he probably played more than a decade.
We should try this next year.
Tiki Barber's returning.
No, thank you. I do not want to get hit.
Do you think that all. In 1997 you would have believed this? Like, if you heard this,
no,
you would have said, nah, that's
pulling
out. Like,
this is nonsense. I mean, I'm very attuned to April Fools because my birthday is in early April.
Right.
So you just start thinking about it. You start thinking about what could happen in the beginning of the month because of April Fool's Day.
Right.
And so I would have picked up on it, I think, right away. There's no way. He's 52 years old.
There is, and I'm trying to figure out the perfect New York athlete with all the teams that we have in the perfect sport. What's the return that we could, not we, because we're not pulling the joke, but a franchise in this town could pull off? Like, is it...
Lundqvist.
Henrik Lundqvist returns to the Rangers?
No.
I think he's got health issues,
no,
right?
No, that's the problem. I'll tell you actually the one.
Go ahead.
We get really riddled at injury this year in October.
Andy.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Life comes with big money questions. Are target date funds a smart or lazy way to invest? Should you pay off debt or invest extra cash? Can you deduct your dog as a home security system on your taxes? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing strategies, tax planning, and smart ways to build wealth and navigate big financial decisions. Work smarter, not harder, on your finances this year. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
And now, two pigeons who can't believe how good humans have it with DirecTV.
These humans are hopping from streaming apps to live sports without batting a wing.
All from the DirecTV home screen.
With just one click, you could be watching a baseball game, a movie on Netflix,
or a critically acclaimed documentary.
You watch documentaries?
I love the ones that leave you with a question.
What?
Exactly.
DirecTV, a better way to watch whatever you want to watch. Visit DirecTV.com.
Internet-connected Gemini device, separate Netflix membership, and additional paid subscriptions required for third-party apps.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. That's why Dollar Shave Club makes the razors, but you make the rules. Whether you're going smooth-shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Dollar Shave Club products are now available everywhere. Or visit their site right now for 20% off $20 or more and get your products delivered right to your door. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/shaveup and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more. And remember, whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Pat it.
Eli Manning.
Oh, Eli Manning. Yeah.
Still in the spotlight, not that far.
Yeah, he's only 5 or 6 years removed.
Yeah.
That's an interesting one.
And how old is Eli?
He's probably like 43.
Yeah,
now.
But Walt was 52 during this whole thing, or 53.
I mean, Tom Brady won a Super Bowl at 44.
Right, right. That's so funny. I think that Tom Brady is a guy.
He's 44.
I think the other 44. The other guy I was thinking about, and tell me if you'd believe it, if the Yankees just came out and said it, Mariano Rivera. He was so good at the very end.
Yeah.
He throws one pitch.
But is he still in like good baseball, just physical shape?
But no, it's
Like I say, Henrik Lundqvist, I don't know about his health issues, but he looks like he's still put together.
Well, you got to remember, they're not actually coming back.
Oh,
it's an April Fool's joke.
But the only way it makes sense is if, like, Clyde, I'm sure at 52, looked great.
Yeah, I was watching the videos.
Knocking down shots and
yeah,
probably had some wiggle still left in his feet. So yeah, it's different. You got to look the part. But if you don't look the part, and I think that might be the issue with Mariano, I don't think he looks the part like he could do it.
Yeah, I think the Yankees have a lot of good choices. A-Rod making a return.
CeCe.
CeCe.
He lost a ton of weight.
CeCe's jacked now.
Yeah.
But that would concern me. Because he was at his best when he wasn't jacked.
True.
That would be my concern. Yeah, the Yankees have a lot of choices. Andy Pettit, would you buy that one?
I don't know. Have you seen him throwing this BP now?
When Andy Pettit came out of retirement the first time, I mean the only time, I remember being on the air with Joe thinking, we're getting pranked right now. Like, it was so out of left field.
How old
when
was
he came back. He wasn't that old, right, though.
Yeah, but it was a different interpretation of age.
Yeah. Yeah. And things feel different right now.
37 feels like it's ancient.
Yeah.
And, you know, 15 years ago.
I'd say with the Mets, David Wright, but we all know about the injury history, so that'd be a tough one to buy. Daniel Murphy already did it.
No football player, really, other than if it's a quarterback that's under 45.
Yeah, it's the quarterback. The Eli Manning one is the right one.
No other position could do it.
No other position.
Maybe,
I agree with you.
Maybe a kicker, but we wouldn't care.
How about the Knicks announced Melo's been activated? That's a good one.
It's not bad.
That's not a bad one. Not a bad one. Yeah. Well, that was a great April Fool's joke. So congratulations to, I think it was MSG Network that they were on. Because they pulled that one off. That's a classic. My favorite sports April Fool's joke of all time. Let's go to Brad in Point Pleasant, New Jersey. What's up, Brad?
Ev, Tiki, how we doing?
We're good, man. What's up?
What's up?
So I think it is only fair. I do remember a few months ago it was the rule that when Sean bombs out on his Cinco, that the positivity prophet, Tommy Lugauer, should take over for the rest of the month. Because that was the worst Cinco in the history of Cincos.
Wow.
You're getting panned, Sean.
I don't know if the rest of the month, like, I think the way we drew it up, and this isn't necessarily fair to Tommy, but if he wants it, he can have it, is when Sean bombs on a Cinco, we instantly go to Lugi and say, hey, if you could think one off the top of your head, you have a chance to save that portion of the show. But that's asking a lot because you got to come up with something immediately. So that's up to you. If you want to save his crappy Cinco, have every right to. That's up to you, Tommy.
Yeah, so I was basically his understudy. Like if he pulls a hamstring in kinky boots, I would run out there and sing a song.
I wouldn't call him an understudy. I would call him like a savior because, you know, you care about the show. When he bombs on a Cinco, you're here to save it.
What I would say is that we saved it by playing the crickets and making fun of him.
That's what I would say.
That is some way of saying I can't do a better job, but just to let you know, I was the funny one on Cinco.
By the way, Tommy, do you want my Nick tickets for tonight?
No, it's day of. And I got to watch the Mets tonight. And I'm not a day of guy.
Great answer.
That was a great answer.
Great answer.
I really have my Nick tickets, and I was going to give it to him. Whoa. And I wanted to see how he would
sell them.
What was that?
Sell them.
I want to give them to you.
Oh, you just want to give them to me? It's day of.
I've sold plenty of games this season. Tonight, I'm in a move of giving. Mm-hmm. I offered it to, like, everybody around here. I offered it to BT. He was busy. Mm-hmm. Sal gave me the weirdest answer.
Mm-hmm.
I go to Sal. I say, you want my Knick tickets? His first answer, without skipping a beat, is, who are they playing?
Mm.
Now, I got two issues with that.
Hold on.
Number one, if you're such a Knick fan, you should know who they're playing. Tommy, who are they playing?
Sixers.
Okay. Number two.
The winners of the lottery.
Well, if that happens, I'm going to be very depressed.
Very well possibly happen.
And number two, if I'm offering you free tickets, which is a nice gesture, don't ask who they're playing. Just say yes or no.
That's a gift. It's like a couple hundred bucks you're handing over.
Yes, more than that.
There's a three, too. You're a Knick fan. You're going to see the Knicks. You're not going to see the opponent.
Yeah, why would you care who they're playing?
Right.
That was
worried about going to see LeBron James. By the way, when Evan asks you if you want to go to a Knick game, they're not playing the Lakers. They're playing the Hornets or the Wizards.
Right.
You're getting a game against a bunch of scrubs.
Right,
you should just know that.
If it's the Lakers, they sold for a lot more over face.
I will defend myself on this. The last time I gave my tickets away to somebody here at WFAN, it was the great Anthony Gallo, who works in digital, and the team that he saw them play were the Denver Nuggets.
This wasn't a birthday or anything?
No.
This was just okay.
No, I literally said, do you want to go to tonight's game? He said yes, and it was the Nuggets. So nice.
Gave him both tickets?
Gave him both tickets.
Took his girl?
I think he took his girl, yeah. Absolutely. I cannot give my tickets away legally on the air,
so please
do not call and ask.
Yeah, or tweet at me, or
don't
DM
tweet
the Rico Bronya.
I can't do it.
There's nothing you could exchange. We can't do that.
I would love to. Like, I would not be against it. I just don't think I can. Like, I don't think I think it's against the rules, even though they're my tickets.
Yeah.
And because they're my tickets, I feel like I can do whatever the hell I want with them.
But you definitely can't do it on air.
But I cannot do it on the air.
But what you can do on air is, I'm a no tonight, but for the playoffs, I'm in.
You think that's how it works?
Sure does.
It's not how it works in Evan Roberts' book.
Well, why doesn't it work? No. He sold a lot of tickets this year. No. He's made a boatload of money. He's already a millionaire.
Evan, to prove I listen to you.
Thank you, Sean. He's going to get this right. Go ahead.
Evan told me when I first started working on the show,
You have basically one chance, two chances to say yes to tickets. The moment you start saying no, you're out. I stop asking.
Yeah.
You're allowed to say no once you've said yes a couple times, but that's it. You've said no now, and you also pulled this stunt with the Jet game on Halloween. I don't forget.
That was not a stunt.
You're
that
done for the playoffs.
Well, I offered him Jet Halloween tickets,
and he said yes.
He said yes, and then off air said you were just kidding, right?
Yeah. Yes.
Tommy.
You were serious, were you?
How am I getting to New Jersey? Tommy, a car.
Not a Jet fan. It was Halloween, and it's, you know,
Tommy's
MetLife
burned
stadium.
Bridges.
I'm not burning bridges.
He's burned bridges.
I want to go to a playoff game.
No, he just won't cross a bridge. That's the problem.
Okay. That's right.
Tolls are expensive.
I will be using my tickets to go to some Knick playoff games. I cannot tell you who I'm going with. Because
don't do this. You're going to dangle.
Evan, just remember who I saw the Cavs beat the Nets by 40 with. That was you with your ticket.
Would you want to, as a Net fan, would you join me at Madison Square Garden for Knick playoff games?
It's playoff basketball. I'm a fan.
I don't think so.
Really?
No.
Yeah, why not? Mm-hmm. I'd be watching the game on TV anyway. I might as well feel the environment.
Would that bother you, Tommy, if I took Sean to a Knick playoff game?
There is no way that two Net fans are sitting there for a Knick playoff
game. They're my tickets.
That everybody knows are Net fans.
Yeah.
No, come on.
Maybe I'm a prospective season ticket buyer like Evan. Maybe I'll get a good feel next year I'm in.
So you're saying it would bother you? Because if it does, I won't take them. You just got to be honest.
Yeah, I would call Madison Square Garden. I would have you both banned and not allowed in the building.
What if I took Tiki, who's more of an IBO? Yeah. Like, would that bother you?
That would not bother me.
Thank you.
All right. But you're not bringing the Giants' all-time leading rusher into the bridge there.
The Chase Bridge.
Mm.
Why? You know? They're awesome seats.
I go to Barclays and sit in his high seats.
It's a great view. Yeah. And these are really badass because they're on a bar. Like, they're a bar
they
table.
Are very cool.
There's a bar behind us. There's
what?
Food behind. Yeah.
Oh, dude, I'm in.
Of course you're in. They're awesome seats.
They are awesome seats.
You
got to bring binoculars, but I'm teasing.
No, you're very high up.
They're great seats.
But what's beautiful about the Chase Bridge is you're on top of the action. So you're high up, but you're like overhanging the floor. I think they're one of the best values in New York City sports.
Mm. I like it.
I really do.
You get the all 10 view.
You get the, it's a good pitch. Well said. So, you get the all 10 view.
Eastern Conference Finals, I penciled it in, me and you.
Well, I didn't say that. I don't know.
I said it.
I don't know if I'm taking you. The only thing I do know is since you made it clear that it would bother you if I brought Sean, Sean will be out. I won't do that.
It would bother me more if you dangled other Knick fans here in front of me, which you like to do. Oh, I'll take a Big Zoo. I'll take Sal.
Wait, so
I'll take
that
BT. I'll take Gio.
That would bother you, you're saying?
Yes, because then you're just playing with your action figures, and I don't like that. I'm one of your action. We're all action figures, Devin. So that I don't like.
What would bother you more, me taking Sal or BT or me taking Sean?
Sal or BT.
That would bother you
Yeah,
more.
Because then you're going to go, you're going to play.
You're going outside the show.
And he's going to play each other, all of us against each other. Mm. Like he's playing with his action.
Well, I'm not taking Sal or BT, nothing personal.
Well, Sal would ask both, who's playing.
Right. They both have said no, and Sean's right. Like once you say no once or twice, I'm out. I haven't asked Gio, and I remember last year we spoke about it, and he said, hey, if it's a Friday night, I'd be in.
I was going to say it'd have to be a Friday night.
But I haven't.
He's up way early.
No, and he was honest about that, and I haven't asked him yet. So would that bother you as a Knick fan?
Like I said, I think I think you should be bringing me. And if you bring any other Knick fan, I think it's your way of playing all of us.
So Gio would bother you as well?
Any Knick fan that works here, yes.
But Sean would bother you less? Because he's a Nets fan.
And not for nothing, when we start getting to the Giannottis of the world and the BTs, they could kind of afford their own tickets.
So if you have other people's money,
I'm
going,
but they can. So
that's ridiculous.
If you took a Big Zoo or somebody that's,
Can I ask you a question? If I take Gio, who works in the mornings, probably does well, since you like to count people's money.
Well, not only do he does well, I don't say probably.
Do you think I would turn to him and say, hey, since you do well, give me money for the ticket? Do you think that would happen? Or do you think I would just take him? What do you think?
Well, no. I don't think you would ask for money.
No.
I don't think you would ask for money. I'm just saying if you're going to do something like that out of the kindness of your heart, you should do it for somebody that couldn't afford the tickets. That's my thinking. Be a man of the people.
He's got something else.
Just say yes to the tickets tonight.
This could have been solved 5 minutes ago if Evan would have just said, Luke, I'm taking you to the Knick game, playoff game. But instead, you dangle all the stuff in front of me.
Well, he doesn't want to take you to a playoff game. He wants to take you to the game tonight.
Yeah. Or tonight's the game.
I want you to go to the game.
Yeah, I wouldn't be taking you. I'd be giving you the ticket because I got to go watch the Met game tonight. I'd be at home.
Yeah, I'm going to watch Met game too. Short notice too. But playoffs, I'm there.
How do you handle a night like tonight when you are the Met guy and the Knicks guy who needs to tweet immediately when the game is over? Are you watching both?
Yes.
Are you watching any of them? Like, how do you handle that tonight?
I'm watching both of them at the same time.
Okay.
While possibly also watching stuff with my wife, so I might have to go three.
Wow.
That is, I have to be. Yeah, there are times where that is.
Just
the case.
Remember, in case you get confused, dudes, dogs, and damage for the Knicks.
Shut up.
Don't make plans in October. I will lead you.
Don't make any vacation plans in October. The Mets will be playing baseball. I will lead us. If they lose, stay positive. Think of something that happened in the game that was a positive. Don't look at the negative.
I'm disappointed. I thought you were going to change it up this year. Mm.
What are you talking about?
And I'll tell you why I'm disappointed. It's the same shtick, and it hit me. Huh. So last night when the Mets scored all those runs, I was very happy as a Mets fan. There was something empty because when Alonso hit the grand slam, he didn't hold the OMG sign. And I was like, wow.
It's too early.
Well, but also they're not doing it anymore.
We're not doing anything yet, but we got to believe that at some point, if they get hot enough, that something else will take the OMG.
I agree. Something will
happen.
Something organically will be created. And as I saw that, and it kind of hit me, all right, there's no OMG, something will have to be created. I was like, and Tommy's doing the same crap.
It's true. I mean, what Tommy's become is the bag of Ruffles that's been left open outside all day. Yeah. It's just stale and gross.
And you know what we can do for you? Because I'm willing to do it. Tiki's willing to do it. Sean's willing to do it. The audience is willing to do it. Do you want us to try to come up with new bits for the Mets this season so it's not the same stuff as last year? Like something new and unique? Because the audience will help you out.
No. I love positive Tommy. Positive Tommy.
No, I didn't say kill positive Tommy.
Oh, you mean for the Mets themselves, the team?
No, you.
No,
like the same shtick of don't make plans in October, like that kind of stuff.
We need a new writer's room for positive Tommy.
You could keep positive Tommy, but we give you fresher material. Would you want that?
So you mean, well, I have material that I haven't busted out yet.
Oh, do you?
Yes.
What are you waiting for, 2026?
I'm waiting for them to score some runs.
Okay.
Starters.
Hey, stay tuned for Baseball Night in New York presented by Tri-State Cadillac. That's coming up next on SNY. Well, if you need help on new material, let us know. We'll start like crowdsourcing.
Yeah, you could ask a Grok or whatever for me.
Oh, I could do that. That's a great idea.
Yeah, there you go. There's your homework assignment.
How do I ask Grok? Like, how would I even ask it? What should new...
Well, it'll probably know... Just by scraping the internet, what Tommy's shtick is. And so give Thomas Jefferson Aloysius Lugauer fresh shtick on the Mets.
I tried it. Can you give me some quick catchphrases for the Mets' success in 2025? And all I got was Mets magic, 2025 is ours. The amazing Mets strike again. Queens reign supreme in 25.
All right, so throw Tommy Lugauer in there. See if it changes.
All right, I'll do that during the next commercial break. Let's go to Kendrick in Suffern. What's up, Kendrick?
What's up, guys? Listening to you tell that April Fool's joke with the Knicks, it got me thinking, if only the NBA trade deadline was a little bit later in the season, what if Karl Anthony Towns shows up to a game against the Sixers wearing Philadelphia? Oh, wait, never mind. That already happened. My whole thing now, Ev, is this game, you need to be there as a coalition member because this is not a must win for the Knicks. It's a must lose in terms of these backup dogs have to lose because as a coalition member, Evan, we need the Knicks to lose tonight to help the Sixers also to get our pick. Now
I know, but the reality is the Sixers have lost 8 in a row. They completely suck. The Nets screwed themselves by winning last night against Dallas. I think it's just too late. Like, the Nets are going to finish 6th. It just is what it is, and there's nothing the Knicks or the 76ers can do to change that.
No, you're probably right on that, but I just had to throw my dig in before I get to this torpedo bat situation.
I get you.
One for Sean. Today would have been a perfect day to do the top 5 Batmans of all time as this guy just created the new bat. And speaking of the torpedo bat, I don't know if anyone has brought this up on air. I haven't been able to listen that much today. But, you know, last year around the same time, Bryson DeChambeau used a 3D printer to create his own clubs that he was bringing to the Masters. And that caused up a stir. And, you know, as long as it was within the rules, I'm kind of cool with it. But my two things would be for baseball purposes. One, I would put in a rule where you can only use a torpedo bat when the bases are empty. So this way, like, it becomes like a situational thing because everyone's saying if everyone can do it, it's fair. But the reality is it's the hitter versus the pitcher, and the pitcher has no way to combat it. So the other thing I would do, and I don't know if Major League wants this to happen because the runs would go down, is let the pitchers use spider tack then because that's the same concept. If everyone can do it, then it's still fair. So for me, I would take the torpedo bat out of the game unless the bases are empty. Mm-hmm. And the other part would be the pitcher should be able to use a spider tack because the same principle could be said. Everyone has the option to use it.
I just don't know.
And that makes it fair.
I just don't know if batters are really getting that much of an edge.
I agree.
We're making a big deal over a 3-game sample size.
Yeah, and it was really just one game where the Yankees exploded.
Well, 2 games, because they had the 20-run game and then the game on Sunday.
Right.
Like, yeah, if they bomb Corbin Burns tonight, if they bomb Zach Gallen tomorrow, like I said at the top of the show, more people will cry about it and bitch about it. But at the end of the day, we're 3 games into the baseball season. I don't think we've learned that there's a clear advantage using that kind of bat. We'll come back and get back to your calls, 888-808-1019. SNY Fan Choice Poll that was sponsored by Dunkin', the official coffee of Evan and Tiki. Which team will hit more home runs this season? Even though the Yankees have the edge, the Mets win the poll. 60% say Mets, 40% say Yankees. I wish this was fictitious because this is so mind-boggling that Major League Baseball could be as tone-deaf as they are. But you remember how on opening day they had some issues with MLB.TV?
Yes.
So some Met fans are unable to see the Mets because now the SNY package, if you want to get it without cable, is linked to the MLB app. And so we talked a little bit about it on that Friday after opening day. I remember Al Dukes even said on the warm-up show, I never watched it. I never saw any of the game. I struggled. I gave up.
Mm-hmm.
So we all know that there were issues with MLB.TV. Listen to this letter that MLB sent out to their loyal subscribers. Okay, this is real. Dear loyal subscriber, opening day is one of the most exciting days on the baseball calendar. It's the first chance to watch your favorite team and players start competing for a World Series championship. And for over 20 years, MLB.TV has consistently given you the chance to stream those opening day games from wherever you are. Unfortunately, MLB.TV experienced a technical issue yesterday that resulted in a temporary inability to access our live game streams. While our technical team addressed the issue immediately and restored access as soon as possible, we understand how disappointing this was to fans who were eagerly awaiting the start of the season. And for that, we apologize. MLB fans deserve the best streaming experience possible, and we will continue to strive to provide that. To thank you for your support of the national pastime, we're going to give you something. Now, they should give you, like, money back off of the service you paid for.
Right.
Here's what MLB is giving you because they're sorry.
Go ahead.
We will give you $10 off any purchase of $25 or more at MLBShop.com. They announced that if you give us more money, we'll give you some of it off. Are you guys high over there? Like, seriously, who decided this is the plan? The plan in apologizing is, hey, by the way, guys, I know you already pay hundreds of dollars for the MLB package. Can you give us more money? And if you give us more money, you know, we'll give you a few dollars back on the more money that you just gave us.
Wow. Yeah, that's a novel way of saying we're sorry.
Yeah, we're sorry.
Reward us for being bad.
Yeah. We screwed up. Give us more money. Like, Rob Manfred and all the people that work there, understand something. I'm your biggest fan. I love baseball. I love your sport. But sometimes I wonder what's wrong with you people. Sometimes I wonder, do you know how to run a business? So don't get offended by what I'm saying. Don't even respond to me. Do something. How about that? How about you do something? Not to me. I don't need it. But to Sean.
What should they do?
But to Al Dukes.
What should they do?
I think, so here's what I would say. How much does the MLB package cost?
I don't know, $120?
So, okay, it's more than that, but sure.
I'm guessing. I think I don't
for
know.
The
I don't have
day it. That you miss, you give the fans a rebate.
Sounds like $150.
Okay.
That's close.
And single team, $130 annually.
So that's not even a lot of money. You probably get a dollar back.
Yeah.
Now that I think about it. But, like, telling your fans to spend more money and then we'll give you something just feels stupid.
There's one more caveat to this that's really pissed me off since this news came out.
Go ahead.
I subscribed to MLB TV. I did not get this offer or this email.
You didn't get the email?
And I have a theory on why.
Why?
I get it free as a T-Mobile cell phone user. And I think that they are looking at some of us that have T-Mobile that this is a great reward you get and saying, well, too bad you didn't pay for it anyway. You're getting nothing. But why am I any different? I am still a pissed off customer. You're almost blaming me that I'm already getting for free. I still want the service I'm guaranteed to get.
Yeah.
Because if, you know what I mean? Like, if my favorite team was the Chicago White Sox and I couldn't watch their opening day because of your service, why should I get screwed because I happen to got it as a perk?
And you're right, because there are other perks. Like, if you're a season ticket holder for a baseball team, you also get the MLB package. That's right. Part of the perks. So, it's a great point. I just, when I read that, I'm like, are you kidding me?
A little tone deaf.
It's tone deaf.
Right.
Hey, that's what it is. It's like, seriously? Okay, we're sorry. Give us more money. That was the answer.
But haven't you been doing that with all your sports teams all these years as a season ticket holder? They've been screwing up for you every single year, and then they ask you for more money, and you give it to them?
I don't think that's the same.
If I had the crickets drop, I'd play it.
Come on, it's not. You complain about that all the time when you go, listen, Steve, I think you better spend money.
I think my team sucks and I'm eyes wide open about it. Like, I'm not surprised. I think when you pay for a service, here's my defense of the Nets, right? They're horrible. But I went in knowing they're going to be horrible and I'm going to get my 41 games. Now, I may not like the outcomes, but I'm getting the games.
Yeah.
You bought a package. And on opening day, the most exciting day of the year, you couldn't watch baseball. Right. That would be like me buying season tickets, and they couldn't open the doors at Barclays Center for opening night. Well, yeah, I'd have an issue with that, but I don't complain about the product because it's my choice to then be a season ticket holder.
Right, if you didn't like the product and it was bad year over year over year over year, you just get rid of your season
ticket. Right, or they raise my ticket prices with no reasons. And then I have that option to walk away. Let's go to Andy in New Haven. What's up, Andy?
Good afternoon, gentlemen. So I have a hypothetical, you know, unretirement, if you will. But and before I say it, I don't want to get you guys in any hot water with your sponsors or anything. But does it not make anybody else sick, the volume of sports betting advertising? Not just the station, but it's like we're all sports fans. I don't even need you to respond because I don't want you guys getting canceled by FanDuel.
I'll respond. I'll give you my honest opinion. I think that in this day and age, gambling, sports gambling is so a part of the sport now. And it's not just the advertising here at WFN or the advertising on SNY. It's the people around this city. They bet more. So I think the reason that there's advertising is, unlike 15 years ago where you had to do it, you know, under the radar or go to a bookie, it's so open and people are actually doing it. So I think the advertising makes a lot of sense because you've got people doing it and you want to, if you're that company, reach out and get more people to do it. So it,
there's no doubt about the efficacy or anything. I can argue about, I mean, just about everything. Let me just say that I love Craig's program that he does on Saturdays. I think it's been an incredible service, especially to young men like myself.
Absolutely. Very important.
It might be one of the most important ones that are out there, by the way.
No doubt.
Yeah, like, I honestly, and I know he's not here to hear it, but I just can't say that enough. So, again, that's kind of an aside. I just had to get that off because,
I get it.
When you guys are talking about hypothetical returns from retirement, there's only one man. There's only one man who I think a lot of us feel may have been forced into retirement prematurely, who left a lot of unfinished business on the table. It's Alex Rodriguez. A-Rod can come back with the torpedo bat, get his final four home runs to eclipse 700, and put it all to rest. And Jazz, I'm sorry, you're going to have to surrender number 13 for like 2 weeks.
You know
until
what?
We get A-Rod.
So what?
700.
What hurts A-Rod? And this is something you have to your advantage too, mm-hmm. T. We saw A-Rod be done. We watched him and we're like, he's done. He can't play anymore.
Right.
When you watch a baseball player, in your case, a football player, that goes out at their top, there's always that possibility of, well, they still have
something. There's something left in the tank.
So the guy who jumps out at me from a baseball perspective, and you're going to think I'm nuts, who I would consider giving a minor league invitation to, just to see, is a guy who is 60 years old.
60?
A guy who is 60 years old.
What?
Because the guy at age 42, the last year of his major league career, led the league in on base and had a 1,000 OPS.
Wow.
And yet, no one signed him.
At 42.
At 42. And the guy I'm talking about is Barry Bonds. Mm. There is an intrigue I have on Bonds. And recently,
doesn't he seem really leaned out and not powerful anymore,
though? Do you know what he literally said a month ago?
What's that?
And it caused major controversy. Google it or go down the rabbit hole. He said, I could hit a 90-mile-an-hour fastball today. He said, I can. I could turn on one. Was it 100 miles an hour or 90? Because my only problem, Barry, is no one throws 90. Everybody throws 95 right now. But he did say he can still hit at his age of 60. In fact, I correct myself. On March 6, 2025, Barry Bonds said he's confident he can still hit a 100-mile-per-hour pitch.
I don't even know what he looks like now. What does he physically look like?
He looks the same but smaller.
Yeah.
100? That's easy, Bond said Thursday on the All the Smoke podcast. I don't care how hard you throw a baseball. Dude, I would pay to see this. Like, it's not the Mets, it's not the Yankees because of his connection to San Francisco, but Barry Bonds getting a minor league invitation would have been so badass. I would have watched every second of his at-bats. And there's a part of me that says, even though it's been 18 years, he did leave and he was still good.
Yeah, of course he was. But, I mean, the question is, what would be the point?
Well, to
just
hit.
Just to see if you could do it.
Like, okay, I don't think he could actually make the major leagues, but in the DH world that we live in, can he go up and hit four times a game?
I mean, that's what he did for most of his career anyways. The second half of it.
Am I, like, asking a crazy question?
No, it's not crazy.
Could he go up there, draw a walk?
I just find it really... Your eyesight starts to go as you get older. I just can't see it.
So you're doubting him?
I am doubting him.
Because he said he could still hit 100.
I know, but when's the last time he's actually tried to hit 100? Mile an hour fastball.
Yeah, I don't know.
Or any fastball. When was the last time he swung a bat?
I don't know the answer to that.
I might have to listen to that podcast just to see if he's actually... just talking out of his ass, or if he could actually still do it.
Barry's a confident guy.
I know, of course he is.
I heard a story from a guy I used to work with at XM Radio where he never made the major leagues, but he played minor league baseball. And he was at San Francisco Giants spring training, and one of the young guys trying to compete. And all the young guys are taking BP. And Barry Bonds pulls up on a golf cart and says, "All right, boys, I'm going to take three swings." And he goes right into the batter's box. All the kids are looking around like, "Oh, my God, Barry Bonds is here." He's like, "Three swings, boys, and then I'm going to go play golf." Okay? First swing was a home run over the left field fence. The second swing was a home run over the center field fence. The third one was a home run over the right field fence. Flips the bat away and says, "All right, boys, have a good day." And the guy told me this story. I was like, that is the most badass thing I've ever heard. So if anybody could do it, I think it would be Barry Bonds. More than A-Rod, because A-Rod was done in 2016. Yeah. There's a reason they forced him out. Bonds was blackballed. Let's just be honest about it. Like, no one wanted to sign him because of the steroid stuff, because of his attitude, whatever reason you want to give.
But how many guys played in Major League Baseball hitters past 40?
Julio Franco got to like 40.
Recently. I'm not talking about like old school, but recently. Franco got to 40-something.
Did Pujols get to 40? He wasn't good, though. Like, Pujols and Miguel Cabrera were done by the end.
Yeah. Cabrera, I thought, would, but he became a shell of himself.
And that's normal. But I think Barry Bonds, in a lot of ways, was just not a normal guy. Cabrera got to 40 and by the end was hitting 250. Mm. That's the thing about Bonds. Like, at the end, he was still hitting 280 with a 450 on base percentage. Lou is calling from Manalapan. Hey, Lou.
Hey, what's up, guys? How's everything?
We're good, man.
Let me give a shout out to Loogie first because I called him about like 2 years ago on his show with my dad. My dad, he'll remember, he's like 78 years old. We're talking about the Jets getting Aaron Rodgers. And then I said the Jets would make the Super Bowl, but, you know, San Francisco would sign Tom Brady and the Jets would end up losing. So it didn't work out anyway.
But, no, you were not right about any of those things, but good try.
Yeah, it didn't work out anyway. So you guys were talking about scheduling in the NFL. I was just, you talked about this in the past, so a little bit of an idea here. What if every team in the NFC played every team in the NFC, right? And then every team in the AFC played every team in the AFC. So you got 32 teams. You got your 16 in each spot. You have an 18-week season right now. You play the 17 games. Now, each division, AFC and NFC, adds that one expansion team to each. So now you could get to that extra week, which the caveat is Tiki talked about the NFL wanting to get to that extra game for the extra week.
Right.
So they can push it back. So just throwing that out there, what do you think of that as another idea?
I mean, it's interesting, but I feel like the division, dominating division has always been the mantra. I mean, you come into a season, every coach, I don't care what league or what situation the coach is in or the team is in their division, they talk about winning the division. Because it's the easiest way to get to the postseason.
Right.
So even if you're bad, the Buccaneers have done this multiple times. At least over the last 10 years, they've been sub-500 and make the postseason because they are the best team in their division. So even if you're not good, you can find your way into the postseason when it is a division. But if you do it the way that he was just saying, then those bottom-dwelling, average, but maybe not great teams, they're never going to make the postseason. The same teams are going to make the postseason all the time.
And I don't think that's a good thing for football. I think football loves its parody.
Well, they do. I mean, they claim they have a lot of parody. And here's what's crazy. Baseball's got more parody than football.
No, you're right. And now it does.
It's weird to say that considering baseball has the financial issues of the big market team, the heavy market team spending all this money.
Guys are, some of these teams are spending money now. It's not just a couple of teams.
You're right. But even but you still have like those bottom feeders who don't spend nearly as much while it's much more equal in the NFL. But the results are baseball has more equality. And I think the reason it is just because when you get that great head coach and you get that great quarterback, I don't want to say it's easy, but it's easier.
Right.
To put together winning season after winning season after winning season, while in baseball, there's no magic formula. You have the greatest manager in the world, that's not going to make a difference.
And then it doesn't become sustainable.
It's not sustainable, yeah.
Right, because you look at what the Rays did for a while. I mean, it was like, man, this team's going to be really good for a long time. And all of a sudden, they're not.
Yeah, look at the Royals. I mean, they got to back-to-back World Series as a small market team. Then they let everybody go, and then, you know, they sucked for about 5-6 years. Nick's in Belleville. Hey, Nick.
Hey, what's going on, guys?
What's up?
What's going on? I got two quick things. Tiki.
What up?
Remember when we were, I'm 50 years old, but remember when we were kids, what the book covers were, what we had for book covers?
What do you
mean? I'm from New Jersey.
Book covers? You mean like on the, like your library books? The plastic?
No, in elementary school, what used to wrap your books with? Like paper bags, right? That's what I used to use. So what happened was.
Is that true? All right.
Yeah, my mom used to go to ShopRite. She used to get 30 bags a week, and every other week we would change the book cover. So one time my dad got me an NFL team book cover. Okay. So we had all the teams up from, you know, if you're looking at the book, say like, you know, 6-7 o'clock up and around to the bottom.
Right.
And I looked at every helmet. I'm like, I'm going to pick a team here. And I picked the Redskins, but I almost picked the Dolphins as my team. I was 9 years old, you know, around 9 or 10 years old. And that was the year, you know, Theismann, Riggins, and all that stuff was going on there.
Yeah.
And
that was my team. That's why I loved them, because they were great.
Yes, exactly. But one of the most traumatic moments of my life was the LT.
Oh, breaking Theismann's leg.
Yes, that was, I watched, and they showed that replay like 10 times, and I don't know why I watched it as a kid, but I did. And that was a traumatic, but I grew up a big Washington fan. I, you know, Theismann, Rippin, you know, my friends used to call me Didier, Clint Didier, because I was like a big guy. I was like playing like tight end or whatever.
Nice.
But
all right.
Those were good times. Yeah, those were good times in the 80s. But as far as the NFL rule change,
yes.
The measuring of the ball is really not the issue. The issue is you have a referee 20 yards away spotting where the runner went down.
You're right. That's the biggest issue. So you nailed it. Nick, you nailed it. The issue is not the chain gain. It's where they spot it. And it's so. But I think this solves that.
Yeah.
I think that's the point.
What was the point of his call, by the way?
He was just reminiscing about his days as a then Redskin fan.
You know what I got confused by? And we let him go out of respect. Uh-huh. It seemed like he wanted to show you his love.
Yeah.
I was confused by the paper bag thing with the book.
Yeah. My brain went right to being in third grade doing those as covers.
But I started thinking about it, and I think he's
you
right.
You did it too?
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, like at first I didn't know what the hell he meant about the garbage bags or the paper bags over paper the books. Bags. And the more I started thinking about it, that's why I didn't pay attention to the rest of the call. I apologize. He said something about picking the Dolphins or the Redskins or I don't know. But I started thinking, like, he's right. We used to take paper bags and use it as the book cover so the book wouldn't get dirty, right?
Dude, my brain, I swear to you, I couldn't even hear a word he said because I started refolding the bag over the textbook in my head. I was a little kid again. And then I looked up. I'm like, wait, he's still going. What is he talking about?
Yeah. Wait, we never did this.
All right. So when you got textbooks in school when you were a kid.
Yes.
They would be like loaned to you for the year and they went back to the school.
Yes.
So there was a rule in schools you had to get book covers for them. So a lot of parents, like mine, his, I'm sure Evan's, said, yeah. I'm not going to Staples and buying these expensive book covers. We're going to get the paper bags from King Cullen or whatever.
Right, they cost like a dollar for 30 of them.
And you'd like rip it in half, open it up, and you'd fold it and turn it into a pseudo book cover, and that's how you had your textbook.
He's right. Yeah. Because the books.
Do kids do that anymore?
Well, I don't think so.
That's
I don't like my kids. I'm going to go through his book bag now. Like, I think it's just regular books. Maybe they trust kids more to not get them dirty.
But wasn't that really what it was about? That we were just pigs? We were going to put like crayons on it or markers on it?
It was dirty, and I think the wear and tear would like they would deteriorate the book.
Right, the edges of
the book. The edges of the book, Teak. Yep, 100%.
That was so weird. I was in my childhood bedroom in the middle of that cold doing that.
Now that I think about
totally
it.
I forgot about that.
I apologize. We didn't do it.
Really? So what'd you do? No book covers?
I don't.
Trapper Keeper.
Yes.
Yeah, but Trapper Keeper's different. That's for like papers that you put in.
You're talking about
covering a textbook.
What kind of textbook did you have in elementary school?
Okay, so a math book, right? You have your math textbook, and it's a hardcover book with all the math equations. You can't write it, though.
This was also junior high and high school, too. We're not just talking about elementary.
No, I agree.
You have to buy those?
No. You didn't even buy
them. The first day of school, the teacher handed out, everybody got a copy.
Everybody got a copy.
And everyone turned it a cover.
But you had to return it, and you had to return it in good condition, hence why you needed these book covers. But I apologize to our caller. I thought he was boring us to tears, but in reality, he had us thinking back to 30 years ago.
Hey, everyone. Quick shout out to Whole Foods Market. You know I'm all about eating fresh and finding quality ingredients, and that's exactly what Whole Foods delivers. Whether you're grabbing organic produce, high-quality meats, or just a quick, healthy snack, they've got you covered. Plus, they're all about sustainability and supporting local farmers, which I love. Next time you're grocery shopping, check them out. You'll taste the difference. Spring is the perfect time to refresh your table. And Whole Foods Market has everything you need. Hosting brunch? Picture this. Flaky, buttery quiche, crispy bacon, fresh berries, and of course, cold-pressed orange juice to brighten up your morning. And if you're in the mood for something fizzy, check out their seasonal Italian sodas. Berry Blend and Orange Hibiscus are total must-tries. So whether you're planning a casual get-together or a full-on feast, Whole Foods Market has you covered. Make Whole Foods Market your destination for all spring gatherings.
Street Easy asked former New Yorkers if there's anything they miss about life in New York City.
Let me put it this way. House of the Home Theater sounds appealing. But that's until you realize you no longer have a theater district.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, Street Easy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
Hey, it's Jim Costa with Cash the Ticket. It's March, so Mike Valeni and I are all over the tournament again this year. There's just nothing like betting in March. Breakdowns of every region and every game. From conference tournaments to the Final Horn, we'll have the picks and the plays on every single game. Cinderella spotlights, upset alerts, and some of that value for the last team standing. It's tourney time, so hunker down and bet the board with us. Subscribe and listen to Cash the Ticket in the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.